Cool. Hello, my name's Steve Fleisser. I work for Sumo Digital. We're a software developer based in Sheffield, and we make lots of computer games. Most recently, people might know some Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing. We've done that one too. We did Formula One for Codemasters and plenty of other games. Hopefully, you'll like and enjoy.
Right, how did you get into the industry?
Right when I started, there weren't any kind of courses at university doing game design, anything like that. So the closest I got was doing programming, and I did that at A level. However, I didn't go straight into the games business. I worked in game shops first, and when I joined as a games tester. So I used to sit and play games all day, which isn't as much fun as you'd think. I worked up through QA, and then I worked into production because I couldn't program as good enough as I need to, or draw the art as good as I need. So now I kind of look after games and make sure the teams do them on time.
Cool. What's Sumo best known for other than Sega and Sonic All-Stars and stuff like that?
The game that everybody seems to remember is doing these Outrun 2, which was a it's a game where you drive a Ferrari down the side of beaches and so on. It's like an idyllic world if you're a car driver. The traffic only goes away, there's no roadblocks, it doesn't rain, and people really kind of remember it fondly. More recently, like you said, we've done Sonic games and I guess like I did Tocker racing games, Super Rubber Duck, where you was a duck. Everybody wants to be a duck in a bath being chased by sharks. I'm not sure what that's about, but there you go.
What tips do you have you got for those who would like to get into your position, like to other gaming developers that are like at college right now that would love to like do what you're doing?
I would say continue doing your course. We these days when we look for people, we definitely look for people who've done something in education. Unless you are very, very lucky or super talented and self-taught, it's quite difficult to get in QA and wake you up like I did. So if you're doing a games course, especially if you're doing programming or design or artwork, definitely stick with it. Try and take it to higher education where possible because it will stand you in good stead. And we love to see people coming in who've obviously love games so much that they're prepared to learn 2 or 3 years at university or college to pass their way in. We look forward to
Yeah, thank you.
that. You're welcome.